third and four for the Eagles here. Murphy and shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws.
WZBC Sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another WZBC Sports Radio podcast. I am Jack Salmon, joined to my right by Matt Marosco, and we're going to be talking some spring sports here on the Heights. We're going to be talking about some BC baseball and some BC women's lacrosse, which is a team that doesn't get in. Matt and I both agree on this. We have this chat, I would say, bi-weekly, maybe even weekly at this point in the season.
Yeah.
BC Women's Lacrosse is a team that does not get enough recognition considering how great they are and how great they've been for the last 2 years. So we're going to talk about them in this podcast to make sure that all of the BC sports listeners are informed about what could be the greatest sports team on the Heights.
Yeah, ever. The greatest team that Boston College has fielded in any sport.
You can make that argument, and we'll get into that in the second half of this podcast. But I say we start by talking about some BC baseball. They're more than halfway done with their season. Currently sitting at 21-22 overall, 7-14 in conference, not the best, but it's been an interesting season for the BC baseball team. I'll let you take over on this, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this team plays up or down to their competition. They've had some huge wins, including winning a series on the road at FSU, beating Louisville, who was number 8 in the country at the time.
In Louisville.
They beat number 1 NC State at the Heights. They beat Clemson for the first time in, I think, 5 years. So this is a team that has shown the potential to be an absolute force to be reckoned with within the ACC. That being said, they have lost some non-conference games that really need to be won, some midweek games where you need to go out there and take care of business, including losses to the likes of Hartford and UMass. So this is a team that they have the talent there, and now I think it's just a matter of developing the depth that they need to go win their midweek games, to be able to go roll out starting pitchers on Tuesday and Wednesday night games. You know, we have our Friday night starter. We have our Saturday and Sunday starters. Now we just need the guys, the depth pieces, to be able to go out there and take care of business against non-conference teams that we should be able to beat. But that being said, this is a team that's trending in the right direction. I feel like that's been a common theme amongst our podcasts recently. But BC baseball is heading in the right direction. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you talked about when we played NC State, we were on the call that week, and then we called a wild game Friday night, a game that BC should have won.
Yeah.
They lose that game 5-6 on probably the craziest double play I've ever seen. BC loads the bases with one out in the ninth and hits into the most, just such a fluke double play, so unlucky. Look, BC should, what I'm getting at is BC should have taken 2 of 3 from the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
That shows you how good this team is and the talent that's there. You hit the nail on the head, Matt, when you said this team plays up or down to their competition. You know, BC can hang with the Louisvilles, the NC States, the Clemsons, the Florida States. They've shown that. They've proven that. But the thing is, when you get to those midweek games, there's just not that intensity. Or maybe it is we're missing the depth in pitching. It definitely is a little bit of that. But I think it's just, you know, playing at that consistent, you know, high-intensity level throughout the course of the season that could really take us, you know, turn a corner and take us back to a super regional, which is where BC was in 2015. You know, this was a team a couple of wins away from going to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. I think, like you said, I mean, they're trending in the right direction. And let's talk about a lot of the young players on this team, because BC has a lot of young guys who are going to be here for the next couple of years to help elevate this program and hopefully take us back to the NCAA tournament, a super regional, maybe even a World Series.
Absolutely. So BC right now is starting 4 freshman position players, with Cody Morissette at second base, Ramon Jimenez at first base, Sal Frelich, who is leading BC in just about every offensive category. He has absolutely torn up the ACC this year.
Yep.
And
we're blanking on,
oh, Pete Burns.
Oh, of
Pete
course.
Burns,
yeah,
the catcher. We can go back and edit that out,
yeah,
too, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Pete Burns, the catcher, who kind of took the job from senior Gian Martellini, the Bishop Hendrickson product. And look, Pete Burns has been an absolutely dominant defensive catcher. He calls a great game, and I've called, I think, 5 or 6 games, and I haven't seen a ball get by him yet. He is an incredible defensive catcher. So with those 4 pieces in place, BC has a very good young core to build around moving forward, a core that's already contributing to this team right now, a team that, like we mentioned, has knocked off number one in the country. And going forward, these guys are only going to get better and more experienced.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You talk about Sal Frelick, and what he's done has been unbelievable. You know, leading the team in average, leading the team in on-base percentage. He plays all around the field. I've seen him play infield. I've seen him play outfield. He's made, you know, SportsCenter top 10 plays, bringing home runs back, flipping over the fence down, and I believe that was UNC, to catch a foul ball down the line. So he's a star. He's a stud. He will be drafted. You'll probably hear that name in the MLB in a couple of years. Yeah, that's a piece you want to build around. Morissette's been great. Jimenez, that looks like a dude who could hit 30 home runs.
Yeah, he does not get cheated on his swing.
Absolutely not. You add a little more contact to that swing, put the ball in play a little bit more. He's going to be a great middle of the lineup bat. And yeah, Burns, a great defensive catcher who calls great games and can manage a pitching staff is a manager's best friend.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a coach on the field.
Exactly. You know, his awareness and his vision and just his knowledge of the game as a freshman playing in collegiate baseball and, you know, division in ACC baseball is, you know, well ahead of where it should be. And like you said, taking some time away from Gian Martellini, who probably is the senior captain of this team.
Yeah.
You know, he still puts up great at-bats. If he's not playing, he's our DH.
Yeah.
But, you know, Burns is a very, very, very sharp defensive catcher. So, yeah, great, great young pieces. And I think if you just add a little more pitching to this BC team, and it is gonna hurt losing Metzdorf, who is the senior this year. He's our Friday starter. You know, that will definitely hurt this team and push him back a little bit. But you add a couple more pitchers, and to add on to why am I blanking on his name right now? The freshman Art
Pelio.
Yeah, Pelio, of course. Yeah. He threw a two-hitter against NC State?
Yeah, he was absolutely dominant against NC State. I think he gave up three hits, threw seven and a third. Unfortunately, one of those hits left the yard. But that being said, he kept Boston College in the game and gave them a chance to win it. And look, yes, Metzdorf is our Friday starter. Yes, he is the experienced, the wily lefty, the veteran of the staff who goes out there, and you know what you're going to get with him. Pelio's put up much better numbers this year. There's no two ways about it. He leads the team in ERA, innings pitched, and strikeouts. He has the stuff to be an absolute monster in the ACC. The ball just jumps out of his hand. He's got a great breaking pitch as well. So look for Mason Pelio to continue to progress as a pitcher and to really be a dominant force in the ACC and a guy that will be the leader of this Boston College staff going forward and a guy that, again, another guy that you can build around. So now you're looking at Pelio and he's developing a great relationship with Burns, and now you're going to have this battery that's hopefully going to be together for 4 years going forward. So we'll see what happens, but again, this team is going in the right direction, and I'm excited to see what Boston College baseball has in store over the next couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. You have great bats in that lineup. You have great defenders, and like you said, you got the battery in place. You add a couple more arms to this team. They could make some noise in the ACC. As it stands right now, BC has just a few more games left this season. They have three more ACC series. They go down to – no, Duke actually comes to BC, excuse me, this weekend. Another ranked team, Duke currently ranked number 25 in the nation, so BC with some more chances to pick up some wins over ranked opponents. Then you have some midweek games against Rhode Island, Harvard. Then you go down to Virginia Tech for three. You play Maine midweek, and then Notre Dame comes to town to wrap up the ACC schedule and to push BC into the ACC championship or the ACC tournament at the end of the season. So still some chances for some wins over some ranked opponents, still some chances to make some noise. And like I said, I could see BC winning a couple of these series. Notre Dame's a winnable series. Virginia Tech, not ranked. They're a good team, but I could see BC going down there. But also, even, you know, number 25 ranked Duke, BC could pick up two of the three against Duke. Absolutely. Yeah. There's no reason why they couldn't win all of these three series.
Absolutely. I mean, you're looking at a BC team. Do I think they're going to run the table? No, probably not. Could they? Yes. I mean, look, you go through, you should win the rest of your midweek games, right? At Rhode Island is a little bit of a tough team. They're a decent team out of the A-10. Then you have Harvard. I'm actually going to be on the call with that game with our president, Kyle Maslin. So make sure you tune into that on WZBCSports.com. And then you follow that up, as you mentioned, with Virginia Tech. That's two very winnable games. UMaine, a game that you should win. And then Notre Dame, an unranked team. You should be able to take at least two out of three from that series. Look, this team has the potential to make some noise now and in the tournament as well. You know, this is a BC team, like we said, and I'm just going to keep – it's like beating a dead horse, but they're trending in the right direction, and I cannot wait to see what they do. And they play a style of baseball, right, that is not – it's a dying art a little bit. They play small ball. They lead the ACC in steals. They bunt. They hit and run. They get defenders out of position. They create havoc and put pressure on teams when they're on their bases. So they play an exciting brand of baseball that, you know, could wreak havoc against some of the powerhouses, as we've seen it already has this season.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no reason for me to believe that this team couldn't beat anyone in the nation. They've beat number one. They've beat a top 10 team in Louisville. They've beat other ranked teams. So I agree with that statement 100%. They can beat anyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love what I'm seeing out of this BC baseball team. I'm also loving calling games over at the Harrington Athletic Facility. Beautiful new field that BC's playing on. We at WZBC love that. We have a great booth there. Definitely listen to our games. We call all the home games. I just want to plug that real quick. And we do a great job, and we love calling the BC baseball games. But yeah, this team making some noise, and if it's not, if the rest of the season doesn't pan out the way we're looking for, definitely look forward to this team to make some noise in the ACC moving forward next year, as we've kind of beat to death now. They have the pieces in place.
Yeah. So speaking of a team that's making noise right now, the BC lacrosse team, you know, I'm looking at our notes right here. We do notes for this. It's a very professional operation. And we just have dream team. This team has the potential. They're undefeated right now, number one in the nation. They played in back-to-back national championship games, unfortunately coming up short in both games. They know that this is kind of the end of the line, right? The window, I'm not going to say the window is closing, but for a lot of the seniors on this team, you know, this is their last chance at glory here. And they have the potential. If they run the table right now and go win a national championship, I don't think there's any question that this is the best team in any sport that's ever been on the Heights.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, last year they lost two games. They lost the ACC championship game to UNC, and they lost in the national championship game. This year they're still sitting undefeated, right? They're in the ACC tournament right now. One of only, I believe, two undefeated teams. Maryland is also the other one, who beat us in the finals 2 years ago. So that could be an interesting rematch if we got to play them again. Like you said, this team, our three stars are all done after this year, right? Sam Apuzzo, who won Collegiate Player of the Year last year, having another tremendous year, arguably better than last year when she won Player of the Year. She's a senior. Kenzie Kent and Dempsey Arsenault, all three will be gone after this year. And like you said, so far they have been the winningest team in women's lacrosse history. They've broken tons of records, but none of that, I would go out to say none of that means that nothing to them unless they win the title this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you ask any one of those players right now, you know, second place isn't good enough. It's not satisfying this team, and they've shown it. They've come out this year with a vengeance. I mean, they have just knocked off ranked team after ranked team, and in a dominant fashion too. They'll go on the road and beat teams that are top 10 teams by 5 or 10 goals.
Yeah, they went, just to give an example here, they went down to UNC, who at the time I want to say was number 3 in the nation, and they beat them 11-6, you know, in UNC. They've played teams from all over the country. They've gone out to Northwestern to play a ranked Northwestern team, beat them. They played USC all the way from California, another ranked team, beat them. They've beaten Navy. It doesn't matter who they play. It doesn't matter where they play. It doesn't matter if they play in the afternoon, at night. We make this joke. They wake up, they win, they repeat.
Yeah.
That's just what they do.
No, absolutely. Like you said, Jack, at number 15 Syracuse, we win. At number 24 USC here, we win. At number 12 Navy, we win. At number 5 Northwestern, we win. At home against number 21 Georgetown, we win. At number 3 UNC, we win by 6. That's incredible to go win by 6 on the road against number 3 in the country. Then we host number 7 Virginia. We beat them badly. Then we host again number 5 Notre Dame. We beat them. We host Duke. We beat them. I mean, this team is just steamrolling the ACC. And you look at the ACC, and it's by far the best conference in women's lacrosse.
Yeah, I was going to point out, you look at our wins. Every other game is against a ranked opponent. BC has a stretch here where they play, listen to this gauntlet, they play number 3, number 7, number 5 in a row, and then number 13 and number 21. So you're playing 5 ranked teams in a row, and the closest game is a 4-goal game.
That's insane.
That's unbelievable. I mean, this team is so talented. It's hard to explain how good they've been the last 2 years, because it's not just like this is their coming out party.
No.
Last year, undefeated until the last game of ACC play. You lose a heartbreaker to UNC, a team they had already beaten during the regular season. And then they lose a nail-biter in the national championship game. The year before that, so 2 years ago, they were still just as good. They make that run to the NCAA championship game. Just hard to put into words how good they are. And Matt and I say this could be the best team that's ever played Boston College.
Yeah.
Because you look at, one, they're undefeated. You look at the margin of victory, and you look at who they're playing. Every other game's a ranked opponent. Every other game is against some of the top women's lacrosse programs in the country, and they are just blowing teams out of the water. They don't bat an eyelid. So it really is impressive to see what they've been doing. And I think another player on this team who deserves a shout-out is Abby Nagai, our goalie, who has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just today, BC played the opening round of the ACC tournament. They beat Louisville.
By 11.
They beat them by 11. The final score, 15-4. Nagai has... There were 17 shots on net. No, I think there was... Yeah, 17. She stops 13 of them.
That's incredible. That's not supposed to happen in lacrosse.
It doesn't happen in lacrosse. You're not supposed to have a save percentage as a goalie of over 700 in lacrosse. So, I mean, it's just every player on this team is unbelievably talented. And I think Matt and I just think that this team doesn't get enough recognition for how good they are. And big news, BC's hosting the ACC Lacrosse Championship right now. The tournament is at the Heights. It's in Alumni Stadium. And there's some great lacrosse going on. It's a great chance for BC and their fans to support, you know, one of the best runs. That this senior class is probably one of the more talented and more accomplished senior classes that has ever been on the Heights.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And like you said, Jack, it's time for the students to get out. We know that the games are usually on Newton. You don't have that excuse anymore right now. It's finally nice weather out here. We're hosting the ACC tournament. We're the number one seed. We're the best team in the country, and it's time to get out and support this team. This team that has been so good for so long. You know, we often complain about some of the other sports, right? We'll talk about, oh, people don't go to the games. Oh, but it's because they're not winning. This team is winning. We have no excuse to not be out there right now watching this team on what could be, and I think will be, an undefeated national champion, a national championship season.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think this team will get the job done this year, right? They've been there 2 years in a row. They've been so close both years, you know, losing the national championship game by one goal and then two goals. You know, both games coming down to the final minute. They've been so close 2 years in a row. They have such a big senior class, a class that has done so much to elevate this program, to make BC really a perennial women's lacrosse team now. When you think of women's lacrosse, yeah, you think of Boston College. They deserve it. They want it. They know they're good enough to win it. And I think they're going to go out there and take it. They're going to go out there and get the job done. Like you said, it'd be great to get some fans to kind of recognize this team and support them as they go on their quest to win the ACC tournament and then the NCAA tournament. But with that, I say, yeah, that about wraps up our spring recap. BC baseball, a little bit up and down, but we've seen a lot of great things out of them, and can't say it enough, shout out women's lacrosse.
Yeah.
Unbelievable team, unbelievable. Go out and get the job done and bring a title back to the Heights. And so with that, I say we will wrap up this spring sports podcast. I am Jack Salmon, joined by Matt Marosco. Thank you for listening, and tune into some more WCBC's podcasts or some broadcasts in the future. Thank you, everybody.
Nice little pass over to Sanford. Sanford gives it to Tuck. Tuck with a shot. Oh! Tuck scores. Eagles win. The Eagles have won the 2016 Fiend Hunt Championship.
Catch all the excitement of Boston College athletics right here on WZBC Newton 90.3 FM. As BC's only student radio broadcasting organization, WZBC Sports brings a different viewpoint of college athletics to the table. Our student commentators know the campus, student-athlete culture, and latest beat on the teams like no other media outlet, thanks to our dedicated coverage of Boston College sports. Check out our broadcast or weekly talk show schedules at www.wzbcsports.com and get a refreshing take on sporting events at the Heights and beyond.